Deep in the Panama jungle, down in the Darien Gap, Ann Vandersteel and Michael Yan, Operation Burning Edge, are on the move. That's right, we spent the weekend with the Embarara Indians exploring their lifestyle, their way of life, their habitat that is being destroyed by the mass migration never seen before on a global scale, thanks and courtesy to your friends at the World Economic Forum. You're going to learn all about that and just who's actually profiting off the merchandising of human beings who are being misled to make this dangerous journey through the Darien Gap, up through Central America, and into the United States, all illegally. But again, open borders be damned, Joe Biden doesn't care. In fact, he's the puppet for the World Economic Forum. We'd like to thank sat123.com for making this broadcast possible, for without them, there would be no transmissions, no dispatch coming from deep in the jungle here in the Darien Gap. Again, stick with us. We'll be right back after more from our sponsors also at Brighteon.tv. This is Right Now with Ann Vandersteel, Operation Burning Edge on the move.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivvy Stick at sat123.com. The Bivvy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivvy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit sat123.com to get one while they're still available. Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based Bivvy Sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these Bivvy Sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Right here along the riverbank is a new space in which they are clearing land to put between 13 and 15,000 migrants in an encampment here. They're continuing to add to their infrastructure. This is truly a new economy here in Panama. This is a brand new economy because right there is the merchandise at 40 bucks a head and 4,000 people minimally on average a day. That's $160,000 a day just in moving merchandise down the river.
Go ahead. So basically, this is a clearing out. This is a community project from Bajo Chico because they're tired of not being able to sleep in all the chaos in the village. So they want them away from their village so the kids can go back to school and life can get back to normal.
So we have gone up the river a couple hours here in the Darien Gap, and where we have landed is in about 10 to 12 different acres of beautiful forest that has been cut down, rainforest, pristine rainforest that has been cut down by the locals because they are so disturbed by what's going on in their village, by the mass migration that has taken over their village. Their children are unable to go to school. It's a constant disturbance and disruption in their way of life. So they have taken upon themselves to come here off the river and clear this forest that you see behind me. They have done it all on volunteer time. Nobody's paying them. They just want the mass migration that is being funded by the United States government through these non-governmental organizations to end. They don't want this happening in their village. These are people who have lived here in the rainforest along the river for years, for over 100 years. This is their way of life being destroyed, and yet they're taking it upon themselves to destroy their own habitat, something that they value and treasure and live in harmony with nature, to rid themselves of the migrants that are standing in their communities right now. And a lot of times these migrants get stranded up in their community. Why? Because the river floods and you can't go down this river. It's a dangerous journey. They've come through the forest, through the Darien Gap, through the jungle, up from Colombia. It's an extremely dangerous journey. Hundreds of people die on the regular down there. Tens of bodies on the daily that you see dead and decomposing under the most horrific of circumstances. Women's, children, infants, elderly, all making this dangerous journey up from Colombia in South America to get to a country, frankly, who has exported all the jobs that these people could be using and could be doing in factories. We're exporting that industry to the countries from where these people are coming. They don't understand that they're going to be paying $8 for a cup of coffee as opposed to 25 cents. They don't understand that you'll own nothing and be happy mentality means you're going to be paying thousands of dollars a month for a one-bedroom apartment. They don't understand that 50% of every dollar will be taxed, whether it's sales tax, gas tax, income tax. They just don't understand. And if they choose not to work, well, then I guess they're the smarter ones because they'll be getting $2,200 a month, whereas the average American collecting Social Security is only making $1,400 a month. This is why they're clearing the land here, to get those people out of their community and into another encampment. And they're building these encampments up and down the river now because this has become merchandise. It's been become commoditized. And this is mass migration on a scale never before seen on this planet. And again, being funded by the U.S. government, being funded by you, the taxpayer, and you are unlawfully not being represented in any of these decisions because you have agencies that are actually making these decisions. And these agents are not elected bureaucrats. They are unelected tyrants who are puppets for the global elite at the World Economic Forum who believe in the concept of own nothing, be happy. We work for them. There's too many useless eaters of us. And of course, we are the carbon footprint they want to extinguish. So that clearing was just done today. All volunteers here from Bajo Chico who do not want these migrants mucking up their way of life. And that's the second location that they've cleared. They're trying to see if they can set up new camps for these migrants and get them out of their village. This is how bad it is. When you have people who have lived down here in the jungle, this is their way of life, and they want to get rid of the migrants that are coming into their village and disturbing their way of life. Peaceful people, hardworking. We should see more of these in America. These people don't have any skills, and so they're gonna bring robbery, crime, rape, drug trade, everything to the United States, including their propensity for being completely dirty, leaving trash everywhere, just like you're seeing right here.
Yeah.
At this camp, Bajo Chico, this is a trash-filled camp. No wonder the Embera Indians don't want these people here. They're destroying their environment.
Yeah.
environment with natural beauty like this, and you've got trash everywhere. When you look at this environment right here, what do you see?
I see a lot of confusion. Confusion and lack of hope, and lack of, there's no calling. People are here because they don't have anything else better to look to, and they don't know.
Are you talking about the migrants, or are you talking about the actual Embarara Indians that live here?
I'm talking about the migrants. They're here because they were lied to. They don't know where they don't know what they're going to, and they don't. All they know is that they're trying to get away from what was behind them, and they think what's in front of them is a better life, when in reality...
Well, let's just look at this. Is it better in America compared to what you see right over there with the housing?
No.
Are they going to get better than that in America?
Maybe a cramped apartment, but not much better. Most of these people will end up in inner city ghettos, and they'll be doing what they did in the country they came from.
Because that's all they know.
Rape, thieves, everything, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why migration can be very damaging to a nation.
It's mass migration without a resolution correcting the problem. It's just bringing and importing the problems from the other country to yours. Taking a first world country and turning it into a third world country.
Yeah.
But that's the goal of the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
One of the first things you're struck by when you first walk into Bajo Chiquito is the complete and total poverty, the filth, the chaos, and the smell. It is just an incredibly pungent smell of people who have gone through 6 days in a jungle where they've encountered unspeakable events. In fact, just yesterday, 50 people died in a mudslide in the jungle, their bodies possibly never to be recovered. In fact, most bodies are left for the animals to eat because it only takes several days. But just walking through this when you first get there, you understand why the Embarara Indians are so dedicated to getting these people out of their community and into their own migrant camps. The complete and utter chaos that has been rendered upon these poor people, who are happy people, who love their way of life on the river, have been completely upended by the hundreds of thousands of migrants that have been coming through the Darien Gap, thanks to Joe Biden's open border policies.
This is their hospital in Bajo Chiquito, and their Pentecostal church. We're here way up on the river. In the Darien. Oh, they have Wi-Fi. They charge by the hour, $2.
So this is the Western Union, I think.
Yeah, and they have Wi-Fi here, they charge you. Look at that.
Oh, there it is.
Is somebody Elon making Musk money? Here? Is Elon here? Is Starlink here?
So all these people here are waiting to get in. They're being registered through immigration behind that checkpoint.
Down the river?
Yeah, they're just now coming out of the jungle.
Coming out of 6 days of torture in the jungle, these people are desperate to tell their stories, coming from all areas of the world, here into Darien. And let me tell you, they are desperate.
Okay. My name is Kabir and I'm from Afghanistan. I just have a message for all the people who want to come from Panama way. Please don't come in this way. While we were coming, we see 4 dead bodies. And the situation was really, really bad. We faced some robbers. They beat us so much and also take all everything we had. They take our money, they take our smartphones and everything we had. So I just want to tell everyone, please don't choose this way. It's really, really hard. You're gonna risk your life to come here.
Where did you learn to speak such good English? How did you learn to speak it?
I was a student in different places. And I also used to teach English in some places as well.
In Afghanistan or where?
In Turkey.
In Turkey?
Yes.
Were you an interpreter at all during the wars?
No, before the Taliban came, I left my country. I went there for studying my university. It was the second year of my university. I was studying tourism management. But when I come to Brazil by a project, some of my friends, they told me there's a way that you can go to United States, make a good life for yourself, make a good future, because you know the situation of life in my country. And then I agreed. I said, okay, then let's go. But no one told me about the dangers of the bay. But when we came, we see all these dangers. I'm so, so thankful from my God that we came alive in here. I tried my best that I could save a lot of families there. But unfortunately, I see this, all the supplies that I had for myself was going to finish. That's why I left the families. Even right now, I'm thinking about them. They had children, they were old people, how they could come. If I have the chance right now, believe me, I would go back to help them again.
So how long are you going to be here before you can afford a padua to go down to the Paragua, to go down to the next camp?
I don't know. I just sent my brothers also here. He took my passport and he went inside somehow to register the passports. And then they said they're going to take us to the second camp and from that to the third camp. And my money was also totally finished. I told my brother, please, when you go inside, just tell them like we have nothing here to survive with. I just borrowed some money from some of my friends.
How did they avoid the robbers?
Yes.
How did they avoid the robbers?
I don't know how they're going to avoid them, but they were so, so clever people, the robbers. The first, when they were showing the people the path, they had military clothes.
So you thought they were good guys?
Yes, most of my friends. I already figured, I told my friends, unfortunately, they're robbers. My friend was, no, they're military. They're just showing us the path. But when we go inside, they had black clothes and all their faces were covered. And they were treating people extremely bad. Even when they were seeing some couples, they were making them scared of, I'm gonna take your wife, I'm gonna take your girlfriend if you don't pay me. Even they put the knife on my neck. A lot of my friends and also my brother, they were so much shocked. They said like, oh, he's going to kill them. Please pay everything you have. At first they wanted a sum of money, so we paid them, but later, they didn't stop, they continued. Finally, they started searching, they took everything.
How long did you wait in that line over there to get in?
I couldn't wait it for too long because I have a very, very bad problem of my stomach. It have been 2 days in here. I use different medicines, but still, unfortunately.
Right here?
Yeah, I will go. But one of the girls from my country, she's sitting right there. She told me like I need Wi-Fi to talk to my family. She was just crying. And you know the way that we came, if you see dead bodies and also face robbers in this young age.
Yeah.
So I know it's going to be extremely hard.
So sorry.
It's okay. Thank you.
Hey, por favor.
No sooner had we finished talking to that young man from Afghanistan when Chuck Holton, a known quantity on Newsmax and CBN News, and I were walking through the village. I think we'd only been there maybe 5 minutes when this young woman was presented to us by that young man who had been carrying her out of the jungle. This young 16-year-old girl succumbed to heat stroke. And so Chuck took her from this man who had carried her God knows how many miles in his arms, got her into this makeshift hospital. And not only did myself and Chuck start to render aid, but so did several young men from the Alert Academy that are down learning about humanity, learning about the crisis that's being manufactured by governments around the world. Again, the same policies to dissolve culture, to homogenize all of us, to depopulate the planet, to create chaos so that they can continue their rule of one world government for the few oligarchs that are intent on ruling the planet. This is not a humanitarian effort on their behalf. It is a humanitarian crisis manufactured by the global elitists. This poor young girl spent several hours in this facility. We brought her Gatorade, we brought her apples, and sadly you'll see that it wasn't just she who suffered in the jungle, but there was a young man just next to her who suffered a heat stroke. And then another lady came in who sadly spontaneously aborted her baby that she was pregnant 3 months from the dangerous trip through the Darien and over the Continental Divide. It's not just the heat that gets you. It's the cold, wet mountain land that at night when you lay down to sleep, if you can even sleep,
yeah, 5 minutes and
put your body into hypothermia.
The sun came out.
This is not for the weak.
They don't have many resources here to help. This is really what they need. They need resources. These guys, they need volunteers. They need supplies. With thousands of people coming in here every day, there's just no way that they can take care of all the people that are coming in with needs, because by this time, they've already been walking through the jungle for 5 or 6 days. And so they get here, they're all half dead. Some of them are mostly dead. And like this one right here, just dehydrated, passed out in the sun, and they really need time to recover before they continue their journey.
This young man next to this beautiful young lady, 30 years old, suffered a major heat stroke on his way out of the jungle. He was barely hanging on, suffering with major chest pains, complaining about major chest pains, vomiting from the heat stroke. His friend clearly trying to take good care of him, pouring water on him. The young men from the Alert Academy bringing him a fan. We were all doing everything we could when Doctors Without Borders was supposed to be there, but apparently due to a shift change, they were absent.
We just bought some apples. We're bringing them back to the hospital here for these people who are deficient on food and water.
I cannot tell you just how serious the situation this really is. This is a very small facility that is supposed to render aid for so many people, and right now they're seeing between 200 to 300 people per day. But when the Doctors Without Borders nurses are there and there's no doctor, they cannot do anything, which is why Chuck Holton, myself, and others jumped in to help these poor people. This young woman, I pray for her. There you see this young man, 30 years old, suffering a serious heat stroke, again, major chest pains, his friends fanning him, and those three young men you see standing around him are all with the Alert Academy out of Texas. They came down with Chuck Holton, took his body temperature. It was well north of 100 degrees, but if you look closely, you can see that he's actually suffering with stroke symptoms. His face and his mouth start to contort and change shape. This is extremely serious. I don't know how much more I can tell you how bad the conditions are here.
Give me another water.
Here you go.
You gotta cool him off. You gotta get him cooled off.
Get that fan out here.
It was about now, during the aid that Michael Yan was rendering this poor young man, that you can really start to see his face contort as the stroke symptoms of pure heat exhaustion set in. This is the kind of tragedy that happens daily, and this man is very lucky to actually be alive. So many are left to die in the jungle, including Just the natural disasters, like mudslides, which took the lives of 50 people yesterday alone. This is very common in these makeshift conditions as people make their way across for a better life. Of course, we need to take a minute to thank our sponsor, SAT123.com, because without them, we would not be able to do any live broadcasting from where we are. Folks, we're out in the middle of the jungle. Communications don't work out here. It's SAT123.com and Starlink, as well as satellite phones, bivy sticks, and satellite radios, push-to-talk radios that make this broadcast, this dispatch to all of you back in the comforts of your own home possible. Big shout out to SAT123.com, the solar panels, the EcoFlow generator, the satellite talk radios, and of course our sat phones are key to all of this communication.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package, emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcome back to the second half of Operation Burning Edge from the Darien Gap in Panama. This is straight out of Apocalypse Now. The conditions for these people who are coming over by the thousands every single day is unimaginable. When we last left you, we'd been in a hospital where upon our arrival, we thought we were going to be spending more time interviewing the people out and about in this village of Bajo Chiquito, but found ourselves immediately in need of supporting medical care. Unbelievable conditions, and the journey has only just begun down here in Panama. The many cultures represented here in Bajo Chiquito are too many to count. At this point, these people are frustrated. They've just spent 6 days in a very dangerous jungle. They have been robbed. They have been raped. Some have been murdered. Some have had everything they've owned taken, and they're still waiting in line so that they can be checked in. It's amazing to me to see the level of civility, frankly, with occasional skirmishes and occasional attacks on dogs, like I witnessed an Afghan attacking a dog. For the most part, it's amazing that with 19 members of Centerfront there and these thousands of people from all over the world, more chaos has not erupted at these camps. Chuck Holton had just finished doing a live hit on Newsmax when a member of the Centerfront, again, very professional organization, this is equivalent to the United States Customs and Border Protection, trying to deal with the mass migration,
approached Chuck and myself and alerted us to the fact that we were out of order and that we needed to actually register with the Center Front to let them know that American journalists were on the Baja Chiquito premises, which is, by the way, an Indian reservation. This beautiful Indian reservation, home to the Embera Indians, has been turned upside down, and as you can see, the conditions have deteriorated to what I would consider sub-third world at this point. But this member of the Center Front did politely come and ask us to come and register up in their office so that they could let authorities know that Americans were on the premises. I suppose this is for our safety or protocol or whatever. But again, their level of professionalism and how polite they were was extremely appreciated, in my humble opinion. Again, just take a look at the surroundings of what we are walking through. It is quite extraordinary that the Embera Indians have been so gracious as to allow this mass migration to continue, which is why you saw earlier that they are clearing land to hopefully move these people somewhere else.
Upon arriving to Baja Chiquito, it's imperative that Chuck and I register with Cinefront, which means we must walk to their office up here on the hill, present our passports so that they know Americans are here and that we are actually doing our job as journalists, reporting exactly what's going on. What we find is Cinefront is very professional, very well trained. They've been working with American Special Forces and they're incredibly fit and polite. And frankly, all of them I've seen have just been incredibly respectful to the human beings that are coming through here from around the world. It's quite breathtaking what's happening here.
So after registering with Cinefront, both Chuck and I returned back down to the village. I did another walk around with our friend Jason Cook, who is a Panamanian. He lives down here. His family has raised he and his siblings down here. He's actually a proprietor. He's into a lot of different businesses, and he's really into true sustainability. This man right here is into building farms and communities for people to live off the grid and be truly sustainable. Unlike what you see happening with the travesty of mass migration forced by organizations like the United Nations and the World Economic Forum that are putting these people into dangerous positions. Dysentery, cholera, malaria, tuberculosis, trench foot, and other diseases that are rampant among the population of people who fly into South America and then start to make the migration through the very dangerous Darien Gap over the continental divide, where they spend 6 days in the jungle, in the mountains, and succumb to all sorts of issues up there. Notwithstanding even hypothermia, which I know sounds crazy, but hypothermia gets people as well. It is extremely difficult to make that journey. And when they arrive out of the jungle and this is the first village they see, it's as if they don't care about anything else except survival. Can you blame them? And back in this makeshift hospital where still there is no doctor, yet Doctors Without Borders volunteers are parading around in t-shirts everywhere and other medical staff standing around idly because there is no Doctor Without Borders to tend to any of the patients. These are the young men from the Alert Academy out of Texas who are treating trench foot, blisters, spontaneous abortions, heat stroke, and more. Well, Michael Jan has a lot to say about what happens to your feet up in the jungle.
She's got trench foot.
Yeah, she needs to dry those feet out. That's the number one. Not really trench foot, just suck. It's called suck foot.
Suck foot? What's it called, Michael?
Suck foot. It hurts.
Been As there. In embrace the suck.
Been there, done that.
Right?
You're getting better. A little bit. Much better.
Is this yours?
Your dolor aquí, in your heart. Okay, just today.
Muy tranquilo.
Stay here tonight. Dormir aquí es noche. Yeah. But first, you must drink a lot of water. And,
hey, man, Okay, are we ready? Listo.
And in our final act, we droned the village. Chuck, being an experienced FAA registered drone pilot, took control. So we all hopped in the taxi cab on the Chuquanaga River, known as a piragua, with our incredible driver, and we navigated our way back home. Folks, this is how it's done up in the jungle. There is no substitute for anything but water, and you got to learn how to drive a piragua. And that, my friends, in the distance is the beautiful Continental Divide, otherwise known as the Montaña de Muerte. That means the Mountain of Death, or Mountain of Merde, which you can translate for yourselves. This is PG television, after all. But yeah, you got to have a little fun out here, because the conditions in which you're traveling, the conditions in which these people are living, not these Indians. Those are the Embrara Indian children. They are very happy. I'm not sure how many drones they've seen, but they loved this little device that Chuck was operating, giving us an incredible perspective from the air of not only the Bajo Chiquito encampment where the Embrera Indians are living and are tolerating the mass migration by the thousands every single day, but also the future encampments that the Embrera Indians have now gone and cut down in their very valuable rainforest. Why are they doing this again? Because I've told you, folks, they don't want these immigrants there any more than we want them in our country.
You know, the hardest thing about AIDS is
saying goodbye.
It's hard to find it. Convincing your grandmother you're Haitian.
Oh, God.
Please air that.
Yep.
And Mandersteel. I triple dog dare you to take a dive into this river and swim.
I quadruple dog dare you back.
Oh, a breach of etiquette.
You're going to tag me on etiquette now? The guy who wrestles alligators is going to tag me for etiquette? There's some hypocrisy there. Oh my gosh, what is that? It's an unidentified flying drone. Could it be that guy?
You can land it right there, Chuck. That's perfect. Right there.
You know, once you're back in the Piragua and you're just cruising down the Chuquanaga River, it's hard to believe just how apocalyptic it was just a few short miles up the river at Baja Chiquito. But along the way, you gotta have some laughs and enjoy the sheer beauty that comes with living in life along the river. The Embrera, I believe they're onto something. Consider the hypocrisy of the demons who built the Georgia Guidestones, saying that there only should be 500 million people on the planet living in harmony with nature. And playing out right here in the jungle in Panama, the Embrera Indians living in harmony with nature. The majesty of nature is on display everywhere you look in this beautiful part of the world, except the mass migration is destroying it minute by minute. You know, the policies of the World Economic Forum are such that they encourage mass migration. They talk about the humanitarian efforts that need to be applied. Yet, when you go to the areas that are being impacted by their policies, you realize they don't follow through. What I'm encouraged today is the fact that these young gentlemen from the Alert Academy, brought down by Chuck Holton, are being educated as to the sickness that is delivered through disgusting policies of forced migration, and they're here to learn and hopefully improve the world. I've always been somebody to report what I believe to be the truth by showing you what I see, but I also believe that when we present a situation that looks incredibly hopeless, that I must also be responsible to present solutions, which is why myself, Scott McKay, and many other journalists that have heard us talk about this now are starting to really dive into tacticalcivics.com. I'm going to leave you with this 11-minute video that's on their website at tacticalcivics.com, and I want you to pay close attention, because this is a true We the People solution, and this solution can be implemented in your county. We have over 850 counties and counting every single day. More join, and we expect to have all 3,141 counties across America engaging in tactical civics by the time the next election rolls around. This is our solution with citizen grand juries to hold these demons accountable and once and for all prosecute them and lock them up. Pay close attention. I'm going to be calling on each and every one of you to join a chapter. If not, start one. This is how we save our republic, and this is how we stop this forced migration, which is actually sacrificing humanity for the global elite's agenda.
It's the most brazen crime since 9/11. But everybody knows that election 2020 and our entire republic was hijacked by enemies of the Constitution. And don't think for one second that we the people will sit by as communists and organized crime transmogrify America into a cheap imitation of Europe. In fact, we're living in the best time in 230 years of American history. And in this short video, you'll discover why. Yes, I know, millions of Americans are heartbroken. They complain that America's finished. They say that the Constitution is dead. But the Bible tells us to resist evil and it'll flee from you. It instructs us to glorify God and to do works fit for repentance. So that's what we're doing. After 44 volunteers dedicated more than 60,000 hours to dig out the real problem plaguing America, we developed a full-spectrum solution, a responsible new way of life called Tactical Civics. With over 150 chapters begun so far, our chapter founders are truck drivers and PhDs, homemakers and house painters, grandmothers and young parents, farmers, plumbers, professionals, software programmers, machinists, and homeschooling moms. Our mission is to get just half of 1% of America, just a repentant, responsible remnant, to end the hijacking of America by big cities and organized crime. Our work plan comes right out of the U.S. Constitution, and until Lincoln's War, we the people were doing this law enforcement. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start with basic civics. In our constitutional system, civics just means who's boss. And we the people answer that question in the opening words of the Constitution. We the people do ordain. And then in the 10th Amendment, we stipulate that we retain all powers that we didn't give our servants in the Constitution. Our Constitution is the greatest human law in history. Yes, law. It's not just a revered document. It's the highest law in our land, and we the people are the only human authority over it. All of our servants in government are under it, because by that law, we the people created their offices and limiting them to do just 17 services for all of the states. Every other power or function that you can imagine, beyond those 17 functions, all of the thousands of agencies, bureaus, offices, and departments that Washington, D.C. has created and is doing every day, they're all illegal. No matter how much we approve or benefit from them or how long they've been doing these things. Constitutionally, every federal power not authorized by us in the U.S. Constitution is D.C. organized crime. And we the people authorize only ourselves to enforce the Constitution. Yet, believe it or not, we never have, not once. No other organization in America today has detailed, long-term county, state, and federal action projects and a network of chapters from coast to coast to put the authority back where it belongs, in the hands of we the people. Even before the stolen 2020 election by the deep state, big tech, and communist China, we've seen that electoral politics has never hampered D.C. and state palace criminals. First, we the people start planting our county chapters from coast to coast. And we train our members in basic civics and tactical planning, how to live as a responsible overseer of our public servants, how to hold your meetings, how to use our Tactical Civics Training Center. Next, we give you everything you need for your county chapter to restore your county grand jury, which is the people's sword and shield against corrupt government and private sector crime in your county. This institution, which is required by the Constitution, began back in England in the year 997 AD. The late Justice Scalia explained in a case called U.S. versus Williams in 1992 that grand jury is not part of the court, but independent of the judge and the prosecutor. It can subpoena witnesses, issue warrants for evidence, and investigate anything suspicious in your county. Grand jury is the only way to stop corrupt public servants, including corrupt sheriffs, district attorneys, judges, legislators, and election boards and workers. The first local action project of Tactical Civics Chapters is, we help you to get a county grand jury ordinance passed and a grand jury webpage added to and maintained on your county government's website, just like over 20 counties in California already do today. Just urging citizens to volunteer for grand jury service and offering links to our Grand Jury Awake program to train and brief grand jury members. When county government has corrupt actors in law enforcement, they tie the hands of the grand jury. This is where the Founding Fathers' other law enforcement institution comes into play. The militia began in England in 1014 AD. Like the grand jury, it's the people's law enforcement tool ordained by God to, quote, bear the sword, unquote, as explained in Romans 13. In the Declaration of Independence, we told the world that when any level of government fails to do its job, that duty reverts right back to the people. Since Lincoln's troops marched on our streets, Washington, D.C. became our master, and all 50 states have failed to obey the people's stipulated duties in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, for, quote, militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, unquote. Our parents and grandparents didn't know this basic civics. Since Lincoln's hijacking, Washington, D.C. has been increasingly captured by globalist corporations, billionaires, and an army of several million bureaucrats. The Clinton, Bush, and Obama families' overthrow of our Constitution includes demonizing the militia, because communists and fascists need the American people to be disarmed and ignorant. Then organized crime can flourish. The first local action of new militia units in your county will be to help that militia group get a county militia ordinance passed. And the Tactical Civics Chapter will help launch and maintain a county militia webpage added to your county government's website to match the one for county grand jury. With state palaces pulling off the same lawless fascist subterfuge as Washington, D.C., we the people now turn to our own county governments as our defensive phalanx to restore our oversight and enforcement that we demand in the U.S. Constitution. It's the law. Grand jury and true lawful militia are not optional. Tactical Civics is the action mission and national brand of America Again Trust, a private Christian member organization with an online training center that teaches Americans how to stop organized crime by sociopaths, communists, perverts, atheists, vandals, and politicians who have been openly, arrogantly violating our highest law for generations. Their side is the deep state, communist China, big tech, big war, big banking, big oil, big pharma, and corporations who keep legislators as pets. Plus mainstream media, Hollywood, illegal aliens, jihadis, and others. Our side is 50 million families and more on farms, ranches, and in homesteads and shops across the productive normal heartland. It's America's 31,000 small towns, faithful to the Lord who gave our forefathers the strength, perseverance, and wisdom that we need again today. Finally, a full-spectrum, long-term, peaceful, rational action plan. No more complaining to one another and doing nothing. America can be restored. There's much more to this new way of life. We plan to finish ratifying the original First Right in the Bill of Rights, to give America's small towns and states our first representation in over a century, and then the Bring Congress Home Act and our Indictment Engine mobile app to stop unconstitutional laws in their tracks. And there's much more. But we have to begin by restoring the American people's grand jury and militia, that control that we used to have over corruption. Because by the grace of God, some days the world just changes. If you're ready to take responsibility, you know, repentance is always an option. And repentance is an action word.